Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive Late today at 4 p.m. Now, we begin today's poddy thing with, of course, the Premier League clash. No one uses that word. Which saw Mopo's Chelsea beat Palace. Here's how it all unfolded on TalkSport.
There's a few boos at the end. And you do wonder how long this can keep going on for Crystal Palace. Another late show from Chelsea. Is anyone going to come to Roy's rescue? Hodgson Choice has upset the locals before, but tonight he went with a more attacking lineup. Matthias Franzen was given his head, his first start. Adam Wharton came into the team for the first time, and those two players did well for the large part. But Chelsea kept pushing and probing. Their quality on the edge of the box from Palmer and Gallagher has certainly earned them all 3 points. No one will get carried away because they always win here, and they made hard work of it at time. The good news for Pochettino is that they've actually now won 9 of their last 13, and things might just be looking up a little bit at Stamford Bridge. At the Palace, well, there's still a hell of a lot of work to do to raise the mood, because even when they've been playing well, they haven't been getting points. Crystal Palace 1, Chelsea 3.
I think it was good second half. First half, no. First half, very disappointed because lack of intensity in the way that we move the ball was so slow and very disappointing, very flat the first half, and the second half I think we changed and I think it was a completely different game.
And you mentioned in your pre-match press conference about the young age group that you've got here. Was that first half an example of the inconsistency
yes.
you get with younger players?
I agree. That is our challenge, to be consistent in every single game. We cannot accept to have, you know, in few days a great performance like Aston Villa and then start the game how we start. I think completely agree with you, with your analysis, and of course that is a challenge that we need to improve and we need to, you know, to be better. And the good thing is winning games, as in, provide us the possibility to realise and to work and to improve. That is really good.
It's 9 wins in 13 now, really, when you look at it as a whole. But it was important to continue that momentum, wasn't it, after the good feelings that you've got from the Aston Villa performance?
I think so. That is the most important. Now we have a good test before the final of the Carabao Cup against Manchester City. It's going to be really, really tough. But we need to believe in this way.
03717 22 3 4 Matt, you should be having a worldie, mate. You just won 3-1 away from home. On the bounce a couple of times.
You don't sound that lively.
Yeah, but I'm very used to what comes next week, unfortunately.
But everybody gets whopped at City, mate. Don't worry about that.
Oh, is that why you're unhappy already? you don't want...
Yeah, but what about at home to Wolves? That doesn't happen to everyone else.
Yeah, that's true. So you're not basking in glory tonight?
Mate, I'm trying to be positive, but I just know something will come around the corner. I just feel like I know what it's like to be a Spurs fan at the moment, really.
There's no need to bring them in. Mate, there's just no need for that.
I think it's just a lot too much sideways stuff, isn't there? There's no intensity to it. Mm. I think the best signing we've made in the last couple of years has been Malo Gusto by a mile. I know there's Cole Palmer and other players, but Malo Gusto, wow, what a player. Every single time that we were driving forward, it seemed to be through him. He's the only player who just wants to get the ball and get it up the other end of the pitch, isn't he?
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the former Liverpool midfielder, Danny the Smurf Murph.
3-1 to Chelsea in the 96th minute of the game. We only had 4 minutes added on.
Doesn't tell the story, does it?
It doesn't really.
Really
tell anything. of the narrative of this game. Yeah, Chelsea had loads of the ball. They dominated it. They've had 80% possession in the match. But, you know, their 13 goal attempts, five of them on target, all have come in the second half of the game. Chelsea barely laid a glove on Crystal Palace in an attacking sense in that first 45 minutes. They came out, scored within 2 minutes of the restart.
Do you know what, though, when you watch that second goal back, the decisive one to make it 2-1 from Gallagher when Sterling's going through, two or three players had the chance to bring him down. That's just knowing what you've got to do. Do not, how can you let him go? Just trip him up.
Now, here's the Palace gaffer. Well,
football's cruel, we all know that. And it was a cruel ending, I thought, you know, to concede those goals. Not so much the third one, that was a goal that gets scored when you're sending everyone forward to try and get an equaliser in the virtue with the last kick of the game. But the second goal, which obviously won them the game, that's very disappointing for that to have happened in the 91st minute. So if you could ignore the fact that we conceded early in the first half and late in the second half, you know, and then what went on in between, one could find positives. But it's very hard to find positives when you've lost a game where I thought we were worth at least 1 point.
The fans stuck with you tonight despite the early protests in the game. And how important are they going to be? They continue, despite the fact they've got their issues, they continue to support you as the games go on over the next few weeks.
Oh, of course it's important. They were very good today. There's no question of that. It was a normal support from the fans that we've been so used to, been so spoiled with, I think, over the years. So I thought that they deserve a lot of credit for the way they stuck with us there, and they must be as gutted as we are.
TalkSport Daily.
David Moyes' future as West Ham manager is in fresh doubt. TalkSport understands Moyes was close to agreeing a new 2.5-year deal in December, but owner David Sullivan is less certain of keeping the Scot beyond the end of the season now. So with fans revolting, well, they're not that bad. Oh, I see what you've done, yeah. Revolting against Moyes, yeah, yeah. Simon Jordan provided some defence, unlike West Ham, who had none on Sunday.
I think it's a balancing act, isn't it? Because you can't trade on what have you done previously ad infinitum, but you do have to have currency in the bank. It's undeniable, it's irrefutable that David Moyes has advanced his football club from the moment he walked through the door, the first stint before they decided to go off on some flight of fancy with Pellegrini and let him burn through enormous amounts of cash buying dead weights like Felipe Anderson that they end up getting out the door for half the price. He then comes back. He then takes them away from relegation. He puts them at the top end of the Premier League. He puts them into a European competition. He wins them a European competition, second season running,
yeah,
or second season after being a major participant in one. He then puts them at the top end of the Premier League. Well, I don't know what you want besides something to complain about.
Now, following Man United's tonking, smashing, annihilation of Villa by 2-1, the treble winner Peter Schmeichel, not the dog from Corrie, heaped praise on fellow Dane Rasmus Højlund and United's top four hopes.
Højlund is only like 2.5 years ago. He was in the Copenhagen squad and they signed another striker and they then told him to go back to the under-19s. And Sturm Graz came in for him and said, we're going to give you first-team football. And he took it. Mm-hmm. 7 months there, 9 months at Atalanta later, and now he's at Manchester United. So it's gone really, really quick for him.
Yeah.
But at no point have I been in any doubt that this lad is the real deal.
Yeah.
He's got everything in his locker. And I was listening, Andy, I was listening to your co-commentary yesterday, and you were saying stuff along those lines as well. You know, poacher's goals, stuff like that.
Yeah.
His movement. I've seen this for a year now. I've seen this when he broke into the Danish team. I've just seen this guy. Mm. And you know when you see something which is very, very special?
Yeah.
It doesn't come along very often. That's what I've seen in him. We have to win every game. And at the same time, the other teams have got to drop points. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of points to drop, you know?
Mm.
But now I'm looking at the table and I'm thinking, okay, that gap, you know, with 14 games to go, it's not a massive gap, you know.
Now, here's Chief Football Officer at the Premier League, Tony Scholes, Scholesy, on White and Jordan, responding to recent media reports surrounding football's blue card. And not, by the way, what I got it confused with on Friday show, and that's the blue pill.
The simpler you can keep it, the better. The game's in good shape. So my view is you only make changes that are absolutely necessary. We're not looking to bring sin bins in. My understanding is the main reason it's been talked about is for dissent. And we brought in a new participant behaviour charter last summer, which I think is working well. You've seen Anthony Taylor and Michael Oliver this year take action that they wouldn't have taken previously, showing a yellow card in one case for Dallow in the Man United-Liverpool game, showing a second yellow card immediately after the first one. Now, that's working, and the behaviour, I think, across the board this year has improved considerably well. And, you know, our view is let's see how that develops, and hopefully it will continue to improve.
On now to Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show, where former England striker Darren Bent claiming Everton are going down.
Is Vincent Kompany getting away with it a bit? Three wins so far this season.
Yeah, a little bit. And not changing the way that they play either. I know they've had a lot of...
conceded 50 goals.
They've had a lot of nearly moments, Burnley, but nearly doesn't keep you in the division.
Does he keep his job irrelevant of what happens to them?
I think so. Because if they go down, they've got a great chance of him getting them back up.
Yeah, I know.
Something's got to change.
We don't talk about Kompany, do we? No. Because he's an absolute legend.
Legend.
Isn't it bizarre?
But you look at what they've spent compared to like someone like Luton,
of course,
who are fighting like teeth.
What have Luton spent? About 9 million or something?
5 million, I think.
Is it five?
Five, something like that.
Ridiculous. And they're above the drop zone as well. Who's your bottom three to go down right now? It's currently Sheffield United, Burnley, Everton.
They're the three.
Really? You think Everton will be playing Championship football?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And we finish with Hawksby and Jacobs and some classic clips from back in the day.
And sticking with cricket, it's back to Mike Parry.
Better than that, Andy. Fantastic start.
It has been a very good start.
England could have been in danger now of really tiring, you know, in the heat that you get out there on the first day.
Yep.
Only taking a couple of wickets, you know, Pakistan on their way to a cricket score.
Yeah, well, they're playing cricket.
Running up a cricket score. Here's Patrick Kinghorn and Mickey Quinn with news of a competition.
So thanks to Luke for sending us a copy, and Luke sent us some extra copies to give you a chance to win in this fantastic competition.
Yeah, and a question for to win this game was...
Four to win this game. Old Quinny going into the old English. Beautiful how he used to do that now and again. Here's business expert Hank Potts. Hi, guys. Joining Alan Brazil and Graham Beecroft on Breakfast.
Coming up to 20 minutes past 7 o'clock, over to the City of London. And Barclays, Mr. Potts. How are we, Hank?
Whatever happened to him, eh?
Who?
Whatever happened to Mike Parry? I don't know. Lost in the mist of time, isn't he?
Did you have a good lunch yesterday?
Well, we had a late afternoon drink, actually. Thank you very much. It was quite pleasant.
Yeah, I think it went on to the night.
Sounds like it went through the night into the early hours of the morning. Hick Potts there. Wow.
And this is late night legend James Whale with a news story.
The mum has claimed that she was made to feel like a criminal after a policeman stopped her for breastfeeding in public. Margaret White said that the cop approached her and after she had just finished feeding a 28-year-old daughter.
You'd look twice, wouldn't you? You'd wonder what the heck was going. Wonder what the heck was going on.
I presume that must have been
03717. A caller now to Adrian Durham.
I speak to John, who's a Celtic fan. Hi, John.
Hi there.
Hi, mate.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, cheers. It's like old Janet Webb at the end of Morecambe and Wise. Thank you. I love you all. It's one for the kids.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. And, of course, hit like and subscribe and notification, every button you can see. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.